are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Welcome all to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, got a lot of interesting stuff. It looks like oregano may cure prostate cancer. I hate seeing headlines like that. Maybe I'd like to say it helps, but they're really excited about oregano. Yeah, we're talking the oregano. We put in our meatballs and in our food, especially our Italian food. They say oregano. Sounds yummy. And I'm already getting hungry, craving Italian. I haven't had Italian in a long time. Anyway, so that's good. Aspirin, another study showing it really cuts back on bowel cancer and GI cancer. So we'll talk about that. I also want to talk about this Marine who was discharged for his Facebook post against President Obama. Did you guys probably, you've heard about that. I heard it was going over the news or during the news break. So we heard about that. We are going to discuss that. Now let me see here. We got Donovan working the dials. We also have, reusable kidneys. Did you guys hear about that? Somebody got a kidney, didn't work. They were able to reuse it in somebody else. And we're going to see more and more of this. You know, it almost makes you wonder if you're going to get a kidney, you're going to have a bunch of people watch over you and go, okay, are you liking it? Are you liking it? If you don't like it, give it back so we could use it on somebody else. We have such a scarcity, a paucity of transplant organs that if it doesn't work for somebody, they're going to reuse it and not throw it out. So pretty interesting stuff. So and there was something else I want to talk about. Oh, yeah, the Arizona immigration law regarding immigrants. We're going to talk about that because we heard some of what happened in the Supreme Court. Kind of surprising. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on Facebook, on our Facebook fan page, so you can get up-to-date updates, of course. And but we want to take your calls. That's what we're here for, to answer your medical questions, to hear what you think about today's stories. I would love to hear what you think about, should our military be allowed to post how they feel on Facebook, or should they, because they are a part of a chain of command and their commander-in-chief is the president, should they not say anything disrespectful? We'll kind of go over some of the quotes this Marine said. I know it's tough. You want, yeah, freedom of speech, but then, you know, you think back to the 1940s, World War One or World War Two days, you know, could any of them bash their president in a vocal manner or in a media manner? I don't know if they did back then. I mean, I know they didn't have Facebook, but, you know, maybe they did, write to the Post or the New York Times or I think the Wall Street Journal was around back then. And they probably said, this is what I think about Eisenhower. This is what I think about FDR. And this is what I think about General Eisenhower. And I don't know if it got posted. I don't know if any of you were around then, please, you know, clue us in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Now, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, what is your Twitter ID? I'm trying to find you. I just can't pick you up.
Sure. Dr. Dahlia, it's D-R, no period in between, D-A-L-I-A-H. D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. Okay, that's my Dr. Dahlia Twitter handle. Get up-to-date medical updates. Okay, so let's go right into oregano. Oregano could cure prostate cancer. That's a much better headline than some of the headlines I've seen today. So we use oregano in pasta. We use it in pizza. I like to put it in my meatballs. They say laboratory tests on prostate cancer cells at Long Island University show that carvacrol, a component of oregano, induces apoptosis. I know, that's what you want. You want an apoptotic event. Exactly, I agree. That's that. Next study. Next story. Anyway, okay, apoptosis basically causes cancer cells to commit suicide. Now, personally, when I love oregano, I'm in heaven. I wouldn't even think about suicide while I had oregano in my system. But in this particular case, these prostate cancer cells, when they got exposed to a component in oregano called carvacrol, it caused the cancer cells to commit suicide. Previous research showed that eating pizza may cut down on cancer risk, but they didn't know why. They thought maybe it was because of the tomatoes and the lycopene, remember? You know, I never thought with this show I'd have to be talking about so many chemicals, you know, so many different chemicals with all this, lycopene, carvacrol, apoptosis. You really have to enunciate in radio, too. But the problem is, if I really don't know how to pronounce some of these things, I got to fake it. Anyway, the LIU researchers believe that the study shows that oregano plays a role and possibly a major role. Also, oregano is antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. You know, you always feel good eating your pasta, right? Eating your, well, the macaroni. Call it your macaroni, right, with your sauce on it, your gravy, macaroni and gravy. Is this spaghetti meatballs? Yummy. Yummy. Okay, so anyway, yeah, there is a study going on right now, absolutely, with Obamacare, absolutely, where rather than treating people with prostate cancer, expensive radiation and robotic therapy and chemotherapy or whatever they're going to choose, they're giving them a bunch of pasta with oregano on it. Trust me, they're going to be all over this puppy. They're going to be all over this. Any chance for them to save money, they will. Remember when we were talking about that super aspirin that could fight multiple cancers? Remember that? And they were like, oh, let's do it. Let's just give everybody aspirin. But, I mean, honestly, if it saves some money. But, you know, this doesn't surprise me. We have had herbs and seasonings and plants and all sorts of stuff that God has given us in our beautiful world. And I really think our earth is absolutely beautiful. No, I don't know if there's any other earths out there. I don't even want to think about that because I've seen too many scary movies. But I think our particular earth is beautiful and hopefully alone. And, yeah, we have lots of things on this earth that are bacterial fighting, cancer fighting, and very nurturing. It's just, we need to figure out how to bottle it up and use it. The problem is, when they try to bottle things up, they mess it up. You know, in order to bottle things like this up or use them, you know, sometimes you have to add preservatives, etc. Now, personally, I would just love to not have a pharmaceutical company get involved, and let's just go to the, you know, spice store and add oregano to our food. But we don't have enough data yet. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the Marine Corps does have a tea party within itself. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew there were tea partiers all over the place, and maybe a lot of people that agree with the tea partiers. I know there was, I think it was a person of the Army branch that was pro-Ron Paul, and I remember he got up there and he started talking. It was a tea party, but they said, look, you can't be in your garb. You know, if you're going to go to a Ron Paul rally, you need to be in regular clothes because the military cannot look like they're supporting any particular candidate. And I have to agree with that. I think the Army needs to be apolitical. I do. I don't know how excited I would be seeing any of our military start to line up, you know, align themselves with certain candidates. Well, anyway, in this particular case, all right, Sergeant Gary Stein will be given a quote-unquote other than honorable discharge for violating Pentagon policy limiting speech of service members. As it says here, and as Donovan, I love my Donovan, pointed out, this was a law that started back in Civil War times where military cannot sit there and basically bash, and do hate speech or whatever, towards their president and towards what's going on. So You know, this is very tricky. Okay, what did he actually say? What kind of things did he actually say? Now I'm trying to look. Okay, one, he posted on his Facebook page, quote unquote, "Screw Obama, and I will not follow all orders from him." Okay, so again, you're tying it into your work and your military career. You see, from what I understand, servicemen do have freedom of speech. They can go on Facebook. They can talk about anything they want to talk about as long as it isn't within the realm of what they're doing or any connection to what they're doing. I mean, you could say, I really dislike where this country's going. I'm not happy with the Washington administration, etc. But if you do it in the context, this is from what I understand, within the military, like for instance, he's saying, I'm not going to follow orders. You have a problem there. Now, here he says Obama is the economic enemy. He is the religious enemy. He is the fundamentally changed America enemy. He is the domestic enemy. Now, all right. So, of course, he's going to be discharged. The less than honorable discharge or other than honorable discharge means he is stripped of all his benefits. So he is only 26 years old, has served nearly 10 years in the Marine Corps. Now, he said he was exercising his free speech rights. Now, he said that he should be allowed and have freedom of speech. But you see, you really don't have freedom of speech. I wish we did. I wish we could. I mean, you all know I am not a huge fan at all. I'm not any fan of our current administration. All right. No surprise there. I know. Big shocker. Nope. No surprise there. But still, I use certain restraint because I feel like I still don't have that freedom. Now, I thank God. And I thank all the soldiers that have given me my freedom to be able to do what I do on radio. But I still feel like there's certain lines. For example, I can't curse on air. All right. Well, what about freedom of speech? No, I can't say swear words on air. No. You know, look at what's been going on with Rush Limbaugh and Sandra Fluck. All right. You know, he doesn't think that highly of her premarital sex choices and has called her certain names. Yet people want him fired. This still isn't going away. I mean, his ratings have gone up and I don't think he's going anywhere. But you have just mass movements of people saying he needs to be fired or he needs to leave. So we just don't have freedom of speech. We don't. But in this particular case, you have a lot of people saying, look, you're in the military. Okay, I mean, how does this look? How does this look to other countries? And, of course, I'm reading this from an article. There's articles all over the United States. But, of course, I'm reading this from another country. I'm reading this from the U.K. I'm not in the U.K., but I'm reading the article from the U.K. And, I mean, they're laughing at this. You know, as much as I dislike our current administration and as much as I feel the Marine does have a right to dislike his orders. Yeah, I mean, you know, you carry out your orders. That's what, unfortunately, you know, you have to do. And even if you dislike them, but when you, you know, dedicate your life and service to this country and they give you orders, you are supposed to follow orders. And you could dislike them. But what I don't like is other countries looking at this and seeing how even internally we don't like a president. I mean, right now we're still, you know, treading water and pretty dangerous waters with North Korea and what's going on over there. From what I hear, what is it, Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un, the son, I guess threw a temper tantrum because the North Korean missile launch failed and I guess the South Korean people were laughing and now he wants to annihilate South Korea and everything. But anyway, we have some interesting characters around the world watching us. Okay, you know, we got Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, everybody got watching us. And when you see dissent in the ranks, it doesn't look good. And unfortunately, with the way media now is, I mean, everybody knows everything that's going on. I mean, everybody hears everything. Anybody could look up a blog, all right, and go, oh, this person's bashing President Obama, you know, whatever. And of course, that's going to be out there. There's always been president bashing. But when you see it within our military, ranks, All right. I don't know what that does in terms of national security. Now, this one particular Facebook post, no, I don't think it's going to bring America down by any means. And, I mean, you know, many of you may agree with what he posted and say, you know, the guy's right. You know, he is, Obama's not really the cure-all for this economy here. But, unfortunately, when people see that the military, just like what happened with the general, that, not Petraeus, I don't know why I can't think of it right now. I'm sure Donovan will look it up. The general that was discharged because he was bad-mouthing President Obama. Even though many of us agree with what he said, him saying it and it being made public for other countries to see was wrong. And that's where we have this issue here. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure many people are going to be protesting this. But, you know, just be careful with Facebook and Twitter, et cetera. I mean, I know people want to be heard. And now with forums like that, with these Facebook forums and Twitter, I mean, anybody, anywhere in the country could know how you feel. If they receive, of course, your tweets or your Facebook links. Many people, they don't even want to know, so they aren't going to sign up or get it. But, you know, I know there's people out there that want to tell the world. I mean, that's where the expression came from a long time ago. I want to tell the world. I want to tell the world I love you. I want to tell the world I hate, you know, the administration. I want to tell the world. Well, you could actually now tell the world, but realize there could be consequences. I mean, even now with telling the world and showing off your kids and, you know, showing them which target you go to and, you know, how things look at a certain intersection, you all, not only, you know, were we talking here about national security in terms of military posting things on Facebook, but look at your own personal security. You know, now they're doing these geotags and weird types of things that they could do, figuring out where you live, what school you go to, who your kids are, such that they could sit there and stalk you or hunt you down. I mean, that's what people are doing now. So when you're telling the world, you are really losing your privacy. And I know many of us don't care. I love tweeting and Twittering and having Facebook buddies. And I know many people that listen to my show at GCN Live, Genesis Communications Network. I have people listen all over the world in different countries. I had no idea, and I'm honored and grateful that you all are listening from all over the country. So, you know, we now have audiences. Each one of us now has an audience that encompasses the whole world. But realize that there could be subsequences to that or consequences. And, you know, just, you know, choose wisely. What I think the military needs to do is, in order to protect our Marines and our Air Force and Army Corps, et cetera, their freedom of speech, I think they really need to sit down with them and give them guidelines. Okay? We believe we all have freedom of speech. I could say almost anything I want to, but I'm non-military. Okay, how come military, people in the military can't do what I could do? This needs to be explained. Something, maybe they need to come up with a law. I don't know what they need to do. But I think there's a lot of people that are confused, a lot of people that are kind of struggling with what's going on while they are serving this wonderful country of ours, and they may want to let it out. Maybe this is the way people deal with their post-traumatic stress disorder, letting it out. We always tell people, you know, if you're stressed, you're suffering from PTSD, write it down. Write it, put it on paper, get those feelings out. Well, these people aren't writing it, they're posting it. Now, I'm not saying this particular gentleman had PTSD, but I bet he is not the first person that has aired his grievances. In fact, I believe one of his colleagues did too, and quickly took it off, but not before somebody else snapped the quick picture of it so they could show their superior officer. So I think these guys need to have some sort of direction on what they're allowed to do and what they aren't allowed to do. But my guess is military is going to say, look, you cannot say anything. Going back to that law from the Civil War, you cannot bash a president. You cannot bash the choices of your army because it puts us at risk. All right, guys, there is a doctor who swears he has finally found the G-spot. After centuries of exploration and archaeologically hunting for this, they have found the G-spot. We'll talk about this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA. Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And we got Donovan tonight. I know he's so cute and cuddly. Okay, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to do that. That could be sexual harassment. You can't do that. You can't say coworker or a colleague is cuddly. Got to be careful with that, all right? To just kind of say, yeah, how's it going there? Fist bump, right? That's all. Garrett from Flint, Michigan writes, Doctor, what do you think about presidents or presidential candidates going on late-night talk shows? Oh, are you talking about, what did President Obama do, a slow jam on the Jimmy Fallon show? And I guess, I know it's ridiculous. I didn't see it. I haven't seen it yet. I remember when President Obama was singing, what was it, Al Green, right? I'm so in love with you. Yeah, I know. I was like, please. Right, President Obama is singing falsetto. You know, like I'm sure everyone in Iraq is shaking in their boots seeing our president sing in falsetto. You know what? I got to say, I know Mitt Romney's kind of contemplating going on Saturday Night Live. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, I remember watching Saturday Night Live in the 90s, and I think that was the first time a president, President Bush Sr., it was the first time a president appeared. Now, Bush Sr. was, I think, in the Oval Office at the time. I think it was Dana Carvey was imitating him. And Saturday Night Live since the 70s, you know, they would imitate presidents, Ford, Jimmy Carter, etc. So Dana Carvey is, I guess, you know, doing his routine. And then all of a sudden, which I thought was hilarious, you know, the camera cues it, brings in a scene from the Oval Office with President Bush Sr. And, you know, he's like, what are you doing? And Dana Carvey looks like he's all scared and frozen and shocked. And he's like, I don't do that. I don't make that sound. And, you know, he's like, oh, sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. You know, and it was, I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And I thought it was really cool. Because, you know, there seemed to be a disconnect with the younger voters and George Bush Sr. So I thought that was a nice way to bridge that. So, you know, I don't think it's bad for, I think, you know, it's, I think it's, you know, all part of PR, and you know it's definitely for the votes. And I think, you know, politics, unfortunately, I think it's starting to go a little too far. I really don't think we should. I mean, now if the president could sing, and I mean really sing, okay, then do it. Show it. Show us your talent. You know, but think about it. I mean, what if President Obama could do ballet, and he could do a mean plié? Does that mean we all need to see it? Does the world need to see President Obama doing a plié? Nothing against ballerinas. I took a year of ballet. I plié'd my panties off. I mean, you know, pliés are very difficult to do. You know, toe step, anything like that. But you know, just because a president has a talent doesn't mean we need to see it. Now, so I don't know. I mean, at this point, I don't really think America gets a lot of respect, especially after the Clinton fiasco with Monica Lewinsky. I mean, the Oval Office, this is where we're making life or death decisions. This is where we're making decisions of the highest security. And he's playing around with cigars and oral sex. So, I mean, I think once the country saw that happen, I think they really look at us as a joke, and the way, you know, the media portrays the president. Now, political cartoons have always been around. I mean, you know, the media has always, you know, made fun of presidents. I mean, look back at Saturday Night Live. They would even make fun of General Ford and him falling, like what Chevy Chase would have General Ford. I'm sorry, Gerald Ford, President Ford falling all over the Christmas tree. We've all seen that skit. And then, you know, Jimmy Carter. And so, you know, we laugh. The only problem with that is our kids see that. Now, I don't think prior to Nixon, you had television make fun of our presidents to that degree. I mean, they really made Ford look like a bumbling idiot on Saturday Night Live. Now, as a kid, I didn't know much about President Ford. I knew he took over Nixon's place. I knew he was a football player. But I knew he had some sort of a balance issue because of watching Saturday Night Live every Saturday. Now, I don't know. My parents let me watch it. I probably snuck to watch it. I shouldn't have seen that. It was up late night, etc. And so my only concern is a respect issue. You know, my kids will come home from school and, you know, they tell me what people are saying, what people are saying about Mitt Romney, what people are saying about President Obama, somebody called Ron Paul an old something face. And I actually had a problem with that, because even whether you like President Obama or like Ron Paul or not, I still think our children need to show some sort of respect and know that we have to show some sort of respect, A, to our elders, B, to our congresspeople, and three, obviously, to our presidents. You know, and I told my son, I go, you know, look, because he listens to my show, you know, and I try not to sit here and bash the president. I mean, I'm critical of things, and I tell you why I'm critical, and I have logic behind the critique. And again, I'm not afraid to say I am really unhappy with the current administration, period. All right. But I still tell my son that, you know, if President Obama came to town and was at one of the dinners we were at or whatever, I would still show him respect. He is still our president. Okay, I know many of you hate President Obama. You're probably throwing stuff right now at the radio, etc. But in terms of teaching my children, all right, because I think we have a generation of children right now that are completely disrespectful of their elders, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, bosses, teachers, right, and their community leaders. I don't think a child should really be bashing our president. Or Mitt Romney, any contenders either. I don't think so. And I know what's happening because kids think it's okay because the parents are thinking it's okay. You know, I mean, I remember my parents had a beef with Nixon, you know, even though we were, you know, pretty Republican in our family. They had some issues with Nixon, but I never heard the words and the four-letter words and the epithets and the descriptive adjectives and the adverbs back then that I hear people are using now for our current president. And again, the kids hear this. And if the kids see their parents talk like this, you know, no wonder many of them have such disrespect for their elders, etc. So, you know, my children know, you know, we may dislike something in politics, but you still be respectful. And so that's kind of where I said that. So, you know, going back to entertainment and, you know, having presidents do slow jams and sing falsetto. Look, President Obama has a great PR team. Okay. I mean, his PR and his publicity team, they know exactly what makes young people tick. They got President Obama running around Best Buy, going to PetSmart. I think Michelle Obama was on one of these, I don't think it was Biggest Loser. It was one of the exercise shows, or maybe it was that, you know, where she was doing push-ups in front of people. I mean, they know exactly what to do to get, even on Glee. I'm a huge fan of Glee, huge fan of Mercedes. She's the African-American girl that sings like crazy. She's wonderful. And even on the show, you know, she goes, oh, I'm texting to Obama's, you know, campaign or whatever, my donation. I mean, in fact, all these TV shows have such a liberal bent. I don't know how we, you know, our kids are even going to get through thinking straight with this. You know, but you know, just expect that. Now, with the way we're going and how, you know, our presidents, they don't seem to be statesmen anymore. You know, they seem to just be political puppets, or and they are going to campaign as such. You know, I think Romney has the ability to be a great statesman. We saw President Obama totally lose that title when he was sitting there talking badly about Netanyahu while he was still on the mic with the French president. I mean, that was ridiculous. You don't badmouth another leader, especially a leader that helps us with our national security and with our security in the Middle East, and somebody who we're supposed to be friends with and respect. And here's President Obama talking crap. Right. And then again, recently off the or on the camera, but not realizing it, talking about, oh, let me get elected and then I'll get to do what I want. So I don't really think President Obama is a statesman like he should be, you know, and I don't know if he's going to have that respect. I think a lot of the respect that many of us have lost for him, I'm sure the other countries can't see why. But yeah, you're going to see these guys campaign. They're probably going to be on South Park for crying out loud just to get the votes. But that's where we're going. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Where is the G-spot? I know we're all interested. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, and yes, this is some weird science, the G-spot. A doctor now has broadcasted all over the world that he thinks he has found the G-spot. Like, congratulations, buddy, let us go back to sleep, we don't care. Anyway, this gentleman here, Dr. Adam Ostrensky. He is a semi-retired gynecologist from Florida. I don't know what semi-retired is. I mean, you're either working or you're not. Semi-retired, maybe he only looks at vaginas half of the day instead of all day long. I don't know. But anyway, semi-retired declares that he, and only he is the one that has found the G-spot. Now, the reason how he found it is he conducted a post-mortem examination on an 83-year-old woman. So he looked at an 83-year-old woman's corpse in Warsaw Medical University Department of Forensic Medicine. They say, unlike the United States, which strictly regulates the research use of cadavers, Poland allows the dissection of human remains soon after death. Okay? Inspecting the six distinct layers of tissue that make up a woman's vaginal wall. I got some 2x4s. The doctor said he uncovered small grape-like clusters. Could be herpes. Grape-like clusters of erectile tissue housed in a sac less than 1 centimeter across. Why hasn't anybody else found this? A deep, deep structure nestled between the vaginal wall's fifth layer. Remember, he says there's six distinct layers. This was between the fifth layer, right? I'm sure Edgar Allan Poe wrote a poem about something like this. And the endopelvic fascia. And its sixth layer, the dorsal perineal membrane. We're going to quiz you on this later in the year. Get ready. Know your vaginal wall names. Okay, the dissection took 7 hours, even though there were six walls. I guess it's not an, it may be what, an hour 10 per wall? The dissection took 7 hours. Okay, look, I've dissected cadavers. If we're talking about something I understand, you got to dissect slow. But I still think that's really slow. 7 hours. Did he stand the whole time? The dissection took 7 hours for the Poland-trained physician and anatomist who said the first principle of medicine is you first have to establish the anatomy. That is true. But I mean, you know, this guy is a gynecologist, so I'm sure if he's semi-retired, he's older, which means he probably really, 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 really knows the wall pretty well. If confirmed by further investigation, oh, really, they're not done studying this? He hopes this finding will help rewrite female anatomy books. Oh, please don't. I don't want to repurchase all my textbooks. No, no, they're already highlighted. No, don't rewrite any books. No, thank you. Don't do me any favors. Okay, they say the study quickly touched off a scientific and political tempest among the small camp of experts in female sexual health. Ooh, that's pretty. Pretty exciting. See, you all think it's boring to medicine, right? You all think, you know, we all just sit here and talk about, yes, well, we found that these are erectile dysfunction in the fifth wall of the sixth tunica vaginalis. Where, you know, it doesn't go like that. Okay, it goes like this in these meetings. Yeah, we found, sorry, let me act this out properly. Yeah, we found a real great blood clusters of erectile tissue in the, you suck, in the vaginal wall. Honestly, they do. Usually, I was the one in medical school screaming that you suck. Okay, anyway, back to work. In some corners, no, we're out of the vagina now. Okay, now we're talking about probably a corner of a room. In some corners, come on, people. Ostrensky's study is cause for celebration. Oh, my gosh. Yes, doctors do celebrate. I am seeing them in their lab coat with their arms in the air going, hey. Yeah. All right. To have isolated a unique structure capable of boosting women's orgasmic powers. And it should lay to rest the doubts of those who question its existence. Yeah, the people who questioned the existence of the G-spot were the ones who were never able to find it, of course. Now, there is sexual medicine specialist Dr. Andrew Goldstein. Okay, that was his famous quote. Thank you. Okay, was Hippocrates involved in this? No. All right, so laying out a bundle of poorly defined tissues and calling them the G-spot likens women's powers of sexual pleasure to the off-on switch, which better describes men's sexuality. Now, this doctor, Dr. Beverly Whipple from Rutgers University, says she doesn't like that idea. Okay? She thinks the female orgasm is a little bit more to it. And that's what I've been saying. You know, you may want to, you don't have to buy us a pizza, you know, but, like Andrew Dice Clay says, but it would be nice, you know, for a little other touching, you know. I mean, it would be nice if your hands are involved and, you know, telling us we're pretty and, you know, our radio show is good, things like that. That does help. Okay, now, Ostrowski acknowledged that he had not detailed exactly what type of tissue makes up the G-spot or how it works its magic, in part because, here we go, the government again, Polish regulations that govern dissection of vaginas of fresh cadavers prevented him from taking samples for histological testing. Okay, so the Polish government let this gentleman cut up through the woman's vagina, but he wasn't allowed to take any piece. And he said he makes no claim that the G-spot was found, that he found will be in the same place in every other woman or have the same powers for every woman. What power did this G-spot have on the cadaver? That's what I want to know. Okay, now, here's the thing. Okay, this is really just some quick history. All right, the G-spot was first identified in 1950. All right, you guys remember that? By the German gynecologist Ernst Grothenberg. And was long, and that's how he probably sounded, and was long thought to belong to the female urological anatomy. All right? But they say ever since the 3rd century, people have been writing, and scribes and poets have been singing songs about the G-spot, and I guess men have been trying to figure it out, and I guess women too, for years. Now, what's so interesting about this is if there is actually a unique area, all right, that can help a woman achieve orgasm. And I really don't want to have a whole nother show on orgasm like we did that other day. That was exhausting, that one. That was just absolutely exhausting. Anyway, you know, they have done studies where people who have had spinal cord injuries and been wheelchair bound, right, and paraplegic, have been able to experience orgasms if the spot is hit. So do I think there's a spot? Yeah. Do I care? No. You know, I don't know if this guy now gets books. I think somebody actually asked me to have him come on for an interview. And I don't really know if I want to talk to this guy. I mean, you know, I'm sure many of you are like, okay, well, I'll see. Maybe we'll get him on for an interview. I don't know. I mean, you know, he's going to sit here and toot his own horn and I mean, you know, exciting stuff. But, I do believe that yes, there has to be some sort of anatomical area in the female anatomy, because otherwise nobody would want to have sex and nobody would want to reproduce. Now, we do have the organ that starts with a C and rhymes with Dolores, like Seinfeld says, because I don't want to say that word on air just in case some people get offended. And that has been shown to be very sensitive, obviously, and help a woman climax. But for many people, they think, no, that's not it. Now, the reason why a climax is important for women in terms of fertility is because sometimes the vibration and the movements do help bring up the sperm, from what they understand. So whenever I tell my patients who are having some difficulty conceiving, I tell them the man should climax first, but then the woman should. And many of my patients have gotten pregnant saying they tried that. You know, they had no idea that the woman was supposed to be able to enjoy herself during the sexual act. And I'm like, you're kidding me, you know? And whether they waited or really helped or not, the ladies are happy that I actually told the guy, look, you can't just leave afterwards. You know, you got to do something for her. But, you know, there have been some theories that that's why a female orgasm is necessary for reproduction. And many women that did conceive said absolutely. They had their share of the pleasure, too. So, yeah, absolutely. I feel that there must be something in the female body that does allow that to happen. But like I said, I really don't care. You know, we got bigger fish to fry. All right, so hopefully the cadaver woman, they sewed her up and put her pants back on. Stay on board for another hour. We got more Dr. Dahlia. If not, tell your news talk station to bring Dr. Dahlia to your town. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.